The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. A couple of months ago, the news media was crying, where is Melania Trump? She had kind of disappeared. Obviously, her husband is in the news every single day. Sadly, for these fake trials that are being held, again, I don't care whether Republican, Democrat, if you have a lick of common sense, you have to understand the timing of all of these trials. The trial that's going on right now in New York are for things back in 2016. And what a coincidence. It actually goes to trial in April of 2024, right in the middle of the campaign season for president. What a coincidence. I mean, you have to just completely put your brain in neutral not to see what's going on here. It is an attempt to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. The liberal left hates him, despises him. The entire time he was president, I said it continually, the news media hates Donald Trump more than they love the truth. Not only the news media, the progressive liberal left, politicians, and so forth. So anyway, all right. So the news media was saying, where is Melania? Where is she? Is she okay? Is she healthy? What's going on? She's often on the campaign trail with Donald Trump. But so now we know where she is. Just recently, she's kind of come out of the background again. She has been seen with her husband, Donald Trump, in New York. She has been seen at a couple of campaign events. And she has hosted the very first major donor event in the 2024 presidential campaign on behalf of her husband, Donald Trump. She has hosted the very first major presidential campaign event on behalf of her husband. It occurred at Mar-a-Lago, their Florida residence, which would make sense, just recently. And the event raised over $1 million. Not a bad evening for a fundraising event. It raised over $1 million. For who? A radical pro-LGBTQIA homosexual group. You say, Bob, you've got to be making this up. No, I wish I was. Now again, before you get all bent out of shape at me, before you get mad at me, you're going to get Joe Biden elected. I hope not. If the choice is between Joe Biden or any other Democrat and Donald Trump, Trump is going to get my vote in a heartbeat. Okay? I've said that over and over and over again. But I refuse to be blind. I refuse to be blindly loyal to anyone except Jesus. It's the log cabin Republicans. Now, if you don't know who they are and you don't want to trust me, which is fine, just do a little internet search. Go on the internet and just type in, who are the log cabin Republicans? And you will see they are a pro-LGBTQIA+ group. And while they claim to be politically conservative, when it comes to the whole gender sexuality thing, they are radical. But they're Republicans. Yeah. And again, don't shoot the messenger. I just find it extremely disappointing that the first major fundraising event hosted by former First Lady Melania Trump was for a homosexual Republican organization called the Log Cabin Republicans. Yep. They have campaigned on behalf of homosexual marriage. They have campaigned for bans on so-called conversion therapy, which would prohibit counselors from actually helping a same-sex attracted individual to get free from that. Mrs. Trump was introduced at the fundraiser by Richard Grenell. Richard Grenell is a well-known homosexual leader, former ambassador to Germany, and the acting director of national intelligence during the Trump administration. And he said, and I quote, Melania Trump will launch the most aggressive campaign we've ever seen from Republicans to win support from gay and lesbian Americans. Again, don't shoot the messenger. We simply cannot sweep things like this under the rug. Was Donald Trump a good president? Yes. He was an excellent president. Would he be a good president if elected again? Yes, I believe he would be a very good president and much better than any Democrat. But we've got to have our eyes wide open. He is far from perfect. And as I've said before, I think the winning strategy is not to refuse to admit that he has any faults, failures, weaknesses, and just blindly support him. I don't think that's a winning strategy. I don't think that's going to convince anybody. But to be honest and say, yeah, you know, he's got a lot of faults and failures, and his support for the homosexual community is very troubling to me. I think that's very, very troubling, and I just think it's wrong. But he is a far, far better choice than Joe Biden. I think we are going to convince far more people to move away from the Democrats and move away from Joe Biden by being honest and straightforward. And when people say, well, Donald Trump has a lot of faults and failures. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. 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 I'm not denying that at all. But he is a better candidate than anybody the Democrats will put forward. All right. We'll be back.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, I tell you, I don't know what you have to do in order to become a real leftist liberal. You almost have to completely disengage your brain. You have to suspend all common sense. And I don't mean that in a pejorative, negative, condescending way. Just factually, in order to be a real liberal progressive, you've got to put your brain in neutral, and you just have to suspend common sense. And that it doesn't make any difference what your educational level is. And in fact, if you're a liberal progressive, the more education you receive, the dumber you get. I refer to educated idiots all the time. And I really believe it's true. If you're a leftist progressive, the more education you receive, the dumber you get. And the less common sense you use. You say, Bob, what sets you off on this? Well, this story. Here it is, headline. UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles. I almost went to UCLA instead of going to a Christian college. Very, very close. I had an uncle that wanted me to go to UCLA, and he offered to pay all of my expenses, every penny. And I ended up at a Christian college. But anyway, so I almost went to UCLA. All right. Back to the story. Headline, UCLA study. Gay couples are at greater risk from climate change. What? Wait, what? Here it is. A new study out of UCLA says same-sex couples are at greater risk of exposure to the adverse effects of climate change. Did you know that excessive rainfall, snowfall, or even droughts can tell your sexual orientation? And if you're same-sex attracted, you are more inclined to be affected by droughts or record rainfall. Okay, all right. I'm quoting, these effects include wildfires, floods, smoke-filled skies. I'm quoting this UCLA study. A new study says same-sex couples are at greater risk of exposure to the adverse effects of climate change. These effects include wildfires, floods, smoke oh, my goodness. Smoke-filled skies. How do smoke-filled skies know what your sexual orientation is? They know. And, of course, drought. Now, a person with any common sense would say, what? How could you come to that conclusion? Well, here it is. And again, I'm quoting. Same-sex couples disproportionately live in coastal regions and cities which are more vulnerable to such disasters. Well, where they live has nothing to do with their sexual attraction. Like I said, educated idiots. Continuing, they're also more likely to live in areas with poor infrastructure and worse built environments. Now, wait, whoa, 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 time out, time out. Study after study after study has indicated that gay couples, same-sex couples, skew higher economically than straight people. They're wealthier. Again, continuing, Washington, D.C., which rates high for climate risks such as heat waves, floods, and dangerously strong winds, Okay. Washington, D.C. is surrounded by other cities and other states. How do these people from UCLA come to the conclusion that within the city limits of Washington, D.C., there are dangerously strong winds, heat waves, and floods that don't impact Maryland, Virginia? No, just Washington, D.C. And Washington, D.C., quote, has the greatest proportion of gay couples in the U.S. Ari Shaw, Director of International Programs at UCLA's School of Law's Williams Institute, who specializes in international human rights, LGBTI politics, and U.S. foreign policy, noted, the study cuts against the narrative that LGBT individuals have access to all the resources that they need. Yeah. The study, I'm continuing to quote, I'm quoting, the study helps to shine a light on what is likely a much larger and more complicated picture. Our findings probably understate the true impact that climate change is having on LGBTQIA plus people. The new research moves the needle in helping the nation understand who is at risk of climate disasters. So, they want us to believe that if a hurricane hits, same-sex couples are going to be harmed more than straight couples in the same hurricane. If a drought occurs, same-sex couples are going to be more impacted than straight people. If a tornado hits a city, that tornado, that mean, nasty tornado, is going to look and look and look and look and find the home of a queer couple. And the tornado is going to hit their house and skip over everybody else. Did I mention educated idiots?
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.